ויחי יעקב בארץ מצרים 17 שנה. נעשה למפורש ומגדם. ויחי בגמטריה 34. ויחי בגמטריה 34. Why it's 34? Because 17 and 17 also brings us to the number 34. What is the Maila? What is the Maila? The Yechi is 34. 17 and 17 brings us to 34. What is 34? Yaakov lived 17 years before Yosef was Nimkal in Mitzrayim. And he lived in Mitzrayim also Shva'asr Shem. So the Maise, Yaakov had 34 years of peace in his life. It's Bikish Yaakov Leishev B'Sharva, what it says in Parshas Vayeshiv. This was taking place for 17 years. And the second 17 was from the time that he found Yosef till he was Nifter. So it's Nirmaz and Vayechi, Yaakov B'Mitz Mitzrayim 17 Shana. But the Vayechi from Yaakov was 17 years. Lomo Parsha Zustuma, Zogt Rashi. Lomo Parsha Zustuma. Shad Parsha Stuma. It starts out. Normally we have a hefsek. That's the people that are in charge of the Sefer Torah here. So you have a hefsek in between the parshas. A period. Here it goes, continue, carries on right away. I don't know if you realize it or not, but the Vayechi is no hefsek. In the parsha, this is called Parsha Stuma. It's no hefsek. It starts straight after Parsha's Vayigash. If you came on Shenikar, Nifter Yaakov, Avinu, Nistemu, Eneim, Velibam Shel Yisrael, Mitzoras Hashibut, Sheitchilu Leshabda. So the Mefarshim Shtel, it's not true. Lechura. It happened much, much, much later. Of the Shvatim. The Cheshbon is that the Shivut Mitzrayim was 103 years, Be'etzer, till Levi was Nifter. Levi was the last one that he was Nifter. And then, Vayomos Yosef, V'chol Adorahu, Vayokom Melech Chodesh al Mitzrayim, Shalayoda is Yosef. We'll see it next week, Be'ez Hashem. So, how Rashi says, I think it was maybe the Cheshbon goes, maybe 50, 60 years later. So, how Rashi says, so the Sisechachomim shtels on it. But he says, Mishta Ziklo. Mishta Ziklo. So yesterday night, I heard from Rav Drodi. He's the Eidim from Rav Gifta. Met him for the first time. This time I heard a Givaldik and Maisa from him. Tayreid, Mosh Tayreid. So when he was a Bacher, so he wanted to go to learn. Then he said the yeshiva in that day was Tels Cleveland. So it was over 500 Bacher in there. Bacher went to Tels Cleveland. Now the Mahalach is given a Tels, you send a letter, and then you get back an answer. A letter is given well from them. When you went home from Ben Azmanim, if you wanted to come again, you had to send an application again to come back to Yeshiva. And you had to be accepted again. I want to start to do such a Mahalach again. In Shir, at least, if someone goes. Even Chumashir, yeah. So, he has to come back to send the letter before he comes in. But as I give him a minute, so he sent the letter, and he was in the camp. 16 years old boy, and he gets a phone call. Red Gifta. We got your letter, but we're really sorry, but we don't have place. There's not much no place in that place. And maybe more place to open the place. But that was in Shkivan. That's 54 years ago, I think it was. There's no place. There's not much, over 500 bachim there. So he thought, what do you mean there's no place? There's no place. So he didn't know who was speaking to him. So he said, and the dach, and the roof is no place? So what do you mean? He said, I will sleep on the roof. He said, for such a bachim we have. Such a bachur we had a place. Maisa, he became the Eidim of Gifta after. Maisa, I found out that this phone call made it, Be'etzim. Bachur, you'll sleep on the roof. Aval choshka nafshak l'matayot. They told me yesterday, Pshat, was Pshanista Moinem Shal Yisrael. I think he said it from one of the Rosh Hashivas not in the Tals, and I can't be for sure 100%. But he said that Siddur Tzvei Sot Yidin. I don't remember Klaw. So there's a Yid that he goes with a hat and jacket. He keeps Shabbos. But, you know, he's so upset that he can't go. You know, that he can't go. That we don't let him to go for a wedding of a friend during his month. He's so upset that they don't let him to go to Tapuach. Yeah, he's so upset that he's not allowed to eat, at this hotel and that hotel and this hotel and that hotel and everyone else is eating. He's so upset that he can't go a weekend to Shnerot. You know, he's very upset. He's upset. You know, Baruch Hashem, he's learning, but he's platzing. He's platzing. The guy's having a good time, going away for Shabbos as they eat in the day. He's sitting again. So he knows he's really not allowed to, but he's... But it's a platzach. And so that bocha, it's a lens. Tevli te raspicha ma'av, yizor v'chesef. So lucky. Shalai yasani goy. Shalai yasani goy. The first person, he's jealous. President Obama. He's present, jealous of the people who have these yachtas. All these rich people all over. He's jealous of them. The other person says, Shalai yasani goy. Even Churchill, that's what they spoke in that days, yeah. Shalai Yosani Goy! Bill Gates, Shalai Yosani Goy! Baruch Hashem, ich bin Ayid! Yesh li koil! Said, all days, first he went to live in a ghetto. It's terrible, small little ghetto. Prison. That is zufrieden. You can't take away zufrieden from him. He has everything. You can't take it away. You can. What you can take away from him? He has himself. He's happy that he's a yid. He's a true kind of yid. Said Klal Yisrael, the shibud be'etzem the shibud alayim was 100 years. Said Nistem u'ineim shel Yisrael akol lifi madregosom. Mitzrayim was called Tuv. Nun sharituma. MP3, MP5, MP7, all the Sharitumah was given to them. All the Sharitumah they had. All the Ketzer and Mitzrayim, Sheva and Chevron, the Pasuk says, was the nicest place in the world, Chazal say. Was Mamash the nicest kick, Kigan Mitzrayim, Kigan Hashem. Keres Mitzrayim, Kigan Hashem. With all the Tumas, with all the Averis, Liborach Evan in Mitzrayim, the Mamash, they lived in Chartum, in Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moifsim, and they also talk about Moifsim, everything. Was not a zach that they didn't have. They had the pyramids. They had everything there. Mitzrayim was the country. The Klal Yisrael came. They got Yidden. When Yankov was Nifter, the light, the oir of Klal Yisrael was Nistam. Say what he said. I don't know if you saw if you could say it. And Kivyochel, they felt they're missing out somewhere. They're missing out. Not for sure. They're missing out. They have private jacks. They're missing out. I'm not even very happy that we learned it. But they're missing out. Does it give in the hell to Shibut? It's a Shibut. Nebuch. First of all, he feels it's a Shibut. He's his own Shibut. He's Nebuch. That he's not allowed to read in Shabbos in newspaper. It's terrible, he feels. It's also, he tries to find a tailor. It's even Shachan Aruch. I grew from, Chavala was not, learning from these modern guys in Yeshiva. I just was 20 years old. I became from. I was Chapa Ryan for 18 years old. 19 years, I was Chapa Ryan. I'll do everything, learn these modern places and then come to the Mir, yeah? Inside him, for sure not. But you see, this book is Mamash Matzviach. He did everything and he's also learning, yeah? I'm never, did nothing in my life, yeah? This is a Shibut. This is the Shibut. Nebuch had a person like that. A person has to come every day to the Madrege. Shalom Yosani Goy. Ich bin zufrieden, as ich bin Ayid. Ich bin zufrieden. It's the Sugi Burunik day in the morning. Was Zochin Laodom. It's a schus to be Ayid. Why it's a schus? Leave him to be like this. When he was 20 years old, he was a guy. I could hop around both Ilamas, yeah? Could do a bit of Laveiros. And then I could eat, taste sushi and all these achen, trade for the kid ones. It's the kosher ones. I'm saying the kosher ones. And then Gemara says schus. It's a schus to be a yid. Mit alle tzores. Mit alle pekalach. That Klal Yisrael suffered. Look at the pasuk weiter. Vayhi im Yaakov. Shnichai av sheva shoni v'arbaim v'ashono. Vayikiru im Yisrael lomus. Vayikru livnoi li Yosef v'yoyim aloi. אם לא מוצא חן בעיניך, שים נויות חותחס יריחי, ועשיסו עם אבי חסד ואמס, אל נו תקברני במצרים. שוכבתי עם אבויסאי, עם ססני, וקברתני בקבורוסו. ויאמר, עמך עסק ידברך. So look what happens. In the first פסוק, holding in פסוק חופטס, יענקב אבינו asks his son, שים נויות חותחס יריחי, V'asisa yim adi chesed v'emes. Why he wanted his hands there? Rashi explains. Sim lo yad chotachas v'hishova. He asked him swear. So what is tachas yireichi? Hold on to my pris mila. Because the shvur has to be b'chefze, mikitas chayfetz. So Yosef told, Yaakov asked him, make a shvur with mikitas chayfetz. Hold on to the pris mila and make a shvur. This is sim lo yad chotachas yireichi. Yosef answers in what the teretz. Tate, don't worry, I'll take you there. Please ask him to swear. So steht ob a ganze mahalach that we have to learn. What is the machlekes Yankev Avinu mit Yosef? The Yankev Avinu tells Yosef, I want you to make a shvur in Nikitas Chayfetz. Hold on to the bris mila and make a shvur. Yosef says, Tate, don't worry, I'll do it. You don't have to swear. I want to swear. If you want, also. What's the given the master man? So the Mefoshim say like this: the Yitzchok asks the kasha bichlal. It's two kashas they ask. One kasha the Mefoshim asks before the Seder Apsukim that lechure. Why he wanted simcha itlachas yireichi? Because look at the Targum Yeresim and Nazir being dominating. Every Targum says it. Targum Yeresim says the glow. Vekravu yom Yisrael lememas. He called his son Yosef. If you might say, put your hand on my bris mila and make a shavua. So he asked him to hold the bris mila. Why? Chefze the mitzvah. Yankev avinu noilad mol. If Yankev avinu noilad mol, so it's not a chefze the mitzvah. There's no mitzvah done in it. So anders sagen er Tovas Dam, anders sagen he was not Moshech Ba'orlosoi. Tirutzim. But I heard a gewaltige Teretz words. The Gemara in Shavua says that Shavua has to be Benikitas Chayfetz. What is Benikitas Chayfetz? Tfilin, Mezuzah, Sefer Torah. Some Rishonim say, the Rimei Lanur says, even a tzitzis, you could use also a tzitzis, you don't have to use dafka tfilin. Zog the Ritva, no, it has to be Dovah Shebekdusha. It's not something like a lulav, it doesn't help. Tzitzis, it doesn't help. It has to be a chefzit in mitzvah. So the shaila is, what's with bris mila? Frag the Meiri and the Ritva, bris mila is not a sefer Torah. It's not a tefillin. We have the shvur, sim lo yod chatachas yireichi. Remember, we had it again. Maybe you're not here that week. By Eliezer Eved Avrom. That seem to be a chotach asirichi again. Nikitas chayfetz. Frag the Meiri, how you could say that you have to have Nikitas chayfetz davar shebekdusha? We see in the Torah that they made a shvuah without davar shebekdusha. So Meiri says maybe koyim at the Torah was no davar shebekdusha and it's given a brera. So then they had to take stam chefetz to the mitzvah. But the Torah says like this: it's a pasuk in Yirmiyo, "Psar kodesh yavir me'alecha." Zog the Gemara Menoches, it's going on bris mila. We say in Bris Mila, V'tzaytzov chosam be'ois bris kodesh. Taste in Shabbos says pshat in the broche, asher kidash yedid mi beten, v'choik b'she'ero yisom, v'tzaytzov chosam be'ois bris kodesh. Zog taste in Shabbos kuf lamedzay. Kidash yedid mi beten ze Avrom, shenikro yedid. Choik b'she'ero yisom ze Yitzchok. שנצטווה על המילה. V'tzeitzov chosam bo yizbuz koyder ziyankev shenoy lamo. זה זוכר תיסי פשט in the book. צצוב חוסם באויס בריס קוידש. So פקרת. So עבד זה חפש את הקדושה. And we know, but in the end of פקרת, this is keeps the קדושה of the person. So the בריס מילה is דבר קודש. The מוקים המילה is a מוקים קודש. It's not a מוקים שאין a קודש. It's a מוקים קודש. אז זה, it's a מוקים קודש. If it's a מוקים קודש, תאכן. So then אין לכם עבי. Maybe you could make a Nikita's Chayfetz. Yeah, we're not answering yet what was the Masa Umat. But stop. We asked the Kash of the Meiri and the Ritva, who it's not Chayfetz the Dabar Shem Kedusha. Now, that was answer to the Samet. So they're telling Yannis and Benazir, why Yosef was not masking to do it? Vayomer, ומין בגלל דהו ברי לא ישובי ידי. ואר יוסף was a son. He said, I can't put my hand, I can't touch you בסמיד, it's not כיבוד אב, I'm not allowed to see your place. זה הלוך אסור לחץ עם אבי במרחץ. זה יונס בן עוזיר, נבוא. כיבוד אב, I can't touch it. ואומר, אני אוהבית כפית גמוך. זה די יונס. פירוש יונס, בגלל פירוש, בשביל שהוא בנוי, חזל אוסר להכניס על המרחץ עם אוב כדכסיב כסקוסה בסמאג. ומכל שמקום לא שם להיות איתך עשירך אובי, ליגה במילס אובי ולראות של יוסף. And he learned, אעשה כדברךו, and many יוסף didn't want to make a שבוע. And so the Yonason learned, פשט, והיום הראשוב עלי, you know what? Without the Nikita's Chayfet. And he said, say it, without the Nikita's Chayfetz, I could do it. And then the Yonason learned that this was the Masa Umatan. Yaakov asked for a Shavua with Nikita's Chayfetz. And Yosef told him, I can't do it, I'm a son. I will do it, don't worry, but I'll keep your word anyway. So he said, okay, so make me a Shavua without the Nikita's Chayfetz. So stop, you have to understand, Shana Fidi Yonason. Yosef said, I can't do it. So Yaakov said, okay, so make a Shavua with Nikita's Chayfetz. So make a Shavua, stop. But you want stop a Shavua, I'll make stop a Shavua. Why is it, did he say in the beginning, Tate, I will make a Shavua without Nikita's Chayfetz? Why is it, Michal, in the beginning, said, no, I can't do it. So I can't do Nikita's Chayfetz, I can do a Shavua.
That's
a Nikita's Chayfetz. What?
That's
a Nikita's Chayfetz. So this is the Shal. The Shal is, if a Shavua with the Nikita's Chayfetz, on the Nikita's Chayfetz, it's an Andere Shavua.
Yaakov didn't know that he's not allowed.
But this is the second Shavua. Well, this is what the Yonason. Yonason learns, Yosef told him, Tate, I can't touch. So yeah, don't worry, but I'm telling you, I'll do it. He says, okay, so make a Shavua on Nikita's Chayfetz. Remember, I was in a wedding with a daughter from Abel Chana in Berlin. So we had a daughter from Rabbi Yashi. And Abel Chana Tzvi Berlin was Mechub and said, Droshe and Chassan. And he said the following Droshe. He said it was once a Yid, came to his friend. He asked him for money. Gave him alvo. Came the time to pay. The Yid came back to ask for the money. I said, I'm sorry. I never took it. Yeah, I took 120 shekel, but chutz from that, I never, and that was 1,000, it was 20. So he said, Mr. Moide b'miktas, chayev shvua, kidas chayevet. I said, what the hell? He took him to base, he said, yeah, it was a Moide b'miktas. בייזם מחייב משבוע. יוז נשבע. לא שקר. גאי גאלה. דו שם צריך ניש. לישב על השקר. האוי לא נזדע זו. תפקו פרסה, תפקו פרסה. האוי לא נזדע זו. האוי גם אין כשבוע שקר. נלך את הבייזם. ערב ראש השונה, זה תלמיד חוכם, נקס את הדור של this person. אני גם זה עשה מחיר את הליל, אבל אני מבין שם עם בייזם. So I didn't even understand you. In between us, you know that I'm a liar. Don't worry, I'm not bad to pay you now also. But I don't understand you, OCD. but you're nervous. I know, that, and you know that I took money and I didn't pay. You're also crazy? Well, why are you asking Chila? We know the truth. But you're nervous, maybe it's not the truth. So no, I'll tell you what happened. I was in Basin a couple of days ago. And one person was Tevad, the other person. And the guy was Makhish. I knew he's lying. The guy told him, Yishovali. And he was Nishma. And I get up and I yelled at him, Yishamtzach nisht! Shvua, Eilam nizdaza! Yishamtzach nisht! And I realized, there was a Shvua de Rabbanon, without a Nikitas Chayfetz. Here it was with a Nikitas Chayfetz. And I realized that in your case, I'm sorry, the first case was Tam, was not a Meidah B'Miktzas. Yana was a Makish in Gansu. Second time was a Meidah B'Miktzas. And Yana was Nishbol HaShekel. And I realized the second time was in the Kitas Chayfetz. The first time was Tam HaShavua. And I realized that in the first time I was screaming stronger from the second time. So I realized that the part that I screamed extra was because it was my money, not because I really was marked in the Shavua. The first Shavua was not in the Kitas Chayfetz. The second one was in the Kitas Chayfetz. That's why I was yelling more. So on that part that I yelled at him, not because Kvod Shomayim, because it's me, on that Knech I came to ask Mechila. So Rabbi Yashu was sitting, he didn't realize that he's near the mic. And he turns out, what's the Nafkimin in the Kiddush Chayv, it's not the Kiddush Chayv, it's the Chazal B'Shvua. It's time I'm in the base, and to scare him, Nafkimin, Shvua, the Reis, Shvua, the Rabban, what is the Nafkimin, the Dog? He didn't realize that the whole hole, what was the Nafkimin, the Nafkimin, the Reis, the Rabban, Shvua, Shekel, Shvua, Shekel, it's all bizarre. It's not a yelling, it's a bit of a problem, 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 So nicht as a geschmack, the answer that Yosef knew that the father wants dafka with Nikitas Chayfetz. It is only to scare, but noch the shvur derselbe. So the Welt Mimela says a andere pshat. The Welt says like this. The Welt says, So right, we have to say the Machlekes Yankov lefidus pshat stam. We'll take a Rebel Yashi with yourself. That pshat, Yosef thought that only Nikitas Chayfetz is a andere shvur, there's no point to be nishba. Yankov thought, the shvur is toch derselbe. The Velt says like this. Be'etzem, why Yaakov had to mashbia Yosef? Be'etzem, it's toch mitzvah lishmur, it's toch kibudav. It's kibudav. It's andre zogen. The Ramban says he was mashbia that the power of Nala fi apischo in peh. The Yofes asks another kasha. Lachure, the shvur was not chal, if it's kibudav, Why Yaakov has to tell him to make a shvur? Bishlim Eliezer. Eliezer doesn't have to listen to Avraham. But I don't know, if a father asks his son something, he tells him to make a shvur to keep it. What? A kaim is a mitzvah. Mushba v'ayim b'mar sinai. Yisachar lisu, tolu nirushenim. What? So the Chazanish, the Panisiyof says, before Har Sinai was no Mushba v'ayim b'mar sinai. Chazanish says that it's not a vote, Mushba v'ayim b'mar sinai. If it's a chiyuv, ain't chiyuv, chal al chiyuv. He had a chiyuv kibudav. Shema mitzvah. So I don't know that. But the Machlekes was, like the Panisiyof says, the Machlekes was, the Shaila was if it's a chiyuv kibudav or not. Yaakov held that was no chiyuv kibudav. Al Shema mitzvah ben doyach. מחלק מזה רמב״ם זה משמע, אז יהיה רמב״ם זה גר של נסגר, אז בכיבודיו של היום רובו מקדוש החמור לקדוש הקל אז בעצם יהיה לך כיבודיו בפור אבל יאנקב גיהלדנה זה לא חיוב כיבודיו זה לא חיוב כיבודיו, זה לשבוע זכר זה לשבוע זכר זה במילא, ממבטו במילא זה לא חיוב, נת יאנקב אבינו יוסף כאן הולדה בחסמילה זה לא חיוב כיבודיו Then if Yaakov wants it, he's allowed to hold on. This was Yosef's shita. This was Yaakov's shita. Yosef told him, I hold his kibudav. So I, first, not allowed to touch you. But second of all, I will do it anyway. What are you worried about? This is what Yosef answered him. Ich ken ish, aber deige nish, an euch jesek it vorecho. Yaakov said, you're right. But there's another in that I want to shvur. Other chosh l'shitasi, Other Lizruze Baalmer, like the Gemara says. Other Sheparu lo Yoimar. But Yaakov, Yosef in the beginning taught, he has a raya that his father poshut hold that there's no kibudav. The whole raya is telling me to touch. So the melee, he thinks that the shvur is chal, I understand how the whole shekel tell my father. So I'm telling you, father is mach nishtois. I hold from kibudav, I will have to do it anyway and I can't touch. I says, okay, I hear what you're saying. I'll make me now a shvur on them. Chvistam a shvur. Mushba v'ayim v'ar sinai. Lizruz en afshei. Shelo yepis chim pe leparoi. L'chazik advorim. But this is the answer. On them, it's my shvur. Monofshach. Rabbi Yonis says that he told him, I can't. So make a shvu on the kitas chayfetz. Doesn't give him the kasha. So the first mahalach we said on the kitas chayfetz is nish dezelbe. It's one teretz. If we're saying no, it's not dezelbe.
It's part of the right to be Michael on his chavit.
Could be yes, could be not. But this we see from the Yonison that doesn't give him the mahalach master matin. Yeah, you ask why is this? If the aloch of leikonesim b'merchetz doesn't say the father is Michael or not. So aloch of leikonesim b'merchetz, father is not allowed to go into the merchetz with his son. So that's a tefillah for leikonesim b'merchetz. So that is a musik of a tefillah. Is a musik of a tefillah leikonesim b'merchetz. So that's a musik. So what he asked him, Al not tikbereini b'mitzrayim. Why not? Sino yod chatar al-reb shavali, Al not tikbereini. Rashi says, Soifo liyois aforo kinim. So what? So they put it in brackets in the Rashi's, I don't know if you have it also. Umerachshim tachas gufi. You have it by you? The brackets?
It's not a bracket.
But the new ones already took it out. My husband's with parentheses, yes, I have a bracket. It's more musmach ha-shtikl. Why it's in brackets? And the old Rashi says, Soifo liyo is ofor kinim. But the shayla is, Yankim Avinu, his body didn't become, Pashas of Shad is, he was worried that his body turns to be ofor. And then his body, after it, will turn to be kinim. The mess becomes ofor. And from that, offal becomes kinim. But if Yaakov Avinu, his body didn't destroy, so he stayed full. So what is worried to become kinim? He's not becoming.
Who said he knew that?
Yeah, Yaakov knows. You would know it, Yaakov didn't know it. So the Rashi said, they added, Umarachesh is tachas gufi. I don't want the kinim to go under me. Why? Because the kinim will not touch him. Nish bekovedik. The sefer of Buskerov is a din kvure ba'oretz. And when his kinim fell to the kvure, it's a rois in keder. It had to be kovur ba'adom. What? It's a din kvure. It says, v'kratani. He wants to be kovur. They understand the rach, the possible. But I mean it. So, but this is what they bothered them. So they answered, merach shim tachas gufi. So kubi stam, nish makvem. Also, not, they can't eat me. Because Yaakov knew he was not eating. They're walking under me. So Pasha says, except Shad Nebrak, because Yaakov doesn't want the kinim walking around him. But if it's Kerov, he says, I think Kvur Ba'oretz, and the Mele, if it's kinim, so Nishkin... So the Pasuk says, V'hi achar adri Mele, V'yema le Yosef, Hine avicha choyle, V'yikar shnebonov imoy, Es Menashe v'esefraim. Stam, I saw El Shein Pshat, I don't remember where, that he was, Pashas, when was the first story? Vayikir v'yimei Yisroel Lomus. Vayikir v'yimei Yosef. So the Chur already, he became sick b'etzer. On them, what was the Pshat? Vayikir v'yimei Yosef Lomus. V'yimei Yisroel Lomus. So they say he was sick already, but he didn't tell Yaakov that he's sick. He didn't tell Yosef that he's sick, because the aloche, if someone is sick, and he tells you, make a shvua that you'll do this, and you make a shvua, we say the shvua is not chal, because you're just doing it because you don't want the sick person to die. So it's anan tzadi that you didn't mean to mechaven in the shvua. So mele Yaakov was makbid that they will not tell Yosef that he's sick till after the shvua. But he kivu yemei Yosef Yisrael Lomus, but he didn't tell no one he's sick. He held himself till he's not sick, and he called Yosef, and he made the shvua. Then it was vayi achar advarim ha'ile vayomer lo Yosef hinei avicha choyle. Fakat. Rashi says another pshat. What is vayomer? Taki Rashi had shver. What is vayomer? Achar advarim ha'ile vayi pashas. This vob is geboit that he was sick before, but Yosef didn't know that he's sick. Rashi shtos on this diuk, and Rashi says a whole different pshat in vayomer that Yosef was not around. V'hari ze mikro kotzo. Echo min ha'magidim v'ze mikro kotzo. Rashi himself says, there's a problem in the order of the psukim. The pasuk had to say, "Vayhi achar advarim ha'ile, vayehi Yaakov choyle." I'm just explaining the vault of that mefarish. This is what Rashi is telling. כשחול יעקב ברז גוישן הלך אפרים אצל אובי, חזר say that he didn't want to be there. And Yosef, that Yaakov will not ask him, what happened? ויחר הגויים האלה, ויאמר ליוסף, הנה אביך וחולה, ויקח שני בנות אמוי, מנשה וספריים, ויגל ליעקב, ויאמר, הנה ביך יוסף בו אלך, ויסחזק ישראל, וישב על המיתוס. So the Goyen says that the halacha is that if a ben mazle visits the ben mazel, he takes echov mishishim bechol yoy. Yosef was a ben mazel from Yaakov, kol ma she'er liyakov er liyosef. So hine is 60. ויאמר ליעקב, הנה בנך יוסף בו אלך. וישחזק ישראל וישב על המיתה, המיתה is 59. זה מגוין. אז הנה בנך בו יוסף אלך, ומילא, he took out אחד משישים, אז מילא, he could sit in the bed. ועד השני בנך, אני יודעים לך בארץ מצרים, על בואי אלך, מצרים בלי, עם אפרים ומנשה, כרובן ושימן. ויאר ישרוז בני יוסף, ויאמר מיילה, ויאמר יוסף אל אביו, בוניהם, אשר נוסן לי אלוהיקים בזה, ויאמר ככם נו אליי ועבורכם. רש"י says, ויאר בני יוסף, ביקש לבורכם ונסתל כשכינו ממנו, כפי שאוסיב ירובם ואחוב לוצס מאפרים, ויהו ובונו ממנשה. ויאמר מי אלה? מהיכון יוצאו אלו שאינם ראויים לברוכה? So what he answered? בוני אסון נוסן אלוהיקים בזה, הרו לשטר אירוסים ושטר כסובה. וביקש יוסף רחם על הדובר ונוכל לברוך הקדש. So, למה זה, this פוסק is a medrash פליה. If you don't like Rashi, you can go back. You can learn. He asks him, me, where are the kids? So Rashi פשט, you know, they're not ראוי לברוכה. Rashi explains that this is what he means. It doesn't mean who they are. Especially Rashi said before, Ephraim was the Gabe, yeah? So he says, no, they're not Roy Lebroch. So he says, I have a Shark Sube. Shalom Aleichem, so what? Rashi says, Vigish Rachmi Vachosra. So what is the answer? I asked you, how, Yosef, how your kids are bad. They said, you have bad kids, bad things coming out from them. I can't give a Broch. He says, yeah, here's a Shark Sube. What is the answer? אז כי בן הקשה, יש לו כאן תרץ. אז בפשע זה תרץ זה. That בעצם, יוסף, יעקב asked him, I'm a tzaddik, my father is a tzaddik, and you're a tzaddik. חזל say, that they just have to be kosher. Maybe you married a nochris. And the gerus was no gerus. And she was not mekudeshes, because that's Moshe v'Yisrael. So the kids are not misyach esocher echo. This is the reason the kids are not roi lebroch. So you told him, what do you mean? I was mekadosh, I married a kadas v'kadin. She wanted the shtar ksuvah, she wanted the shtar nesuim. She was a bas Yisrael. What? No, gedolim could come out of bad people also. But from good people, bad people can
happen.
Gedolim Yisrael. Mibnei bonov shel homon lomdu teira bivnei. Mibnei bonov shel homon lomdu teira bivnei. As I stated in Zorig Yimor. Das nicht kein Kasche, von einem Molik in Kuhn, aber ich habe mir raus. Aber ich bin nicht nur schon Sam Cheriv, lom du Teire bei Yerushalayim. Das ist
der.
Rashi ist nicht das. Rashi ist nicht das. Ja, wegen der Kasche. Rashi ist Cholik an Yerushalayim. Ja, ich sage, ich ziehe mit Rashi. Rashi says, pass nicht die Yosef, das ist kein Adkram auf von mir. Meich und Yotzu Eilu, Shein am Ruhi Lebroch. If you don't understand the Rashi, work at the Rashi, but don't schlug the Rashi. Rashi says, he told him, Meich und Yotzu Eilu, Shein am Ruhi Lebroch. So again, if the Torah says that he did what he has to do, Yaakov will not stop himself. Yosef did everything what he has to do. Yaakov had a time that after Yosef didn't do what has to be done. But the Shaila is, so here are the Ishtar Eirusim. So the Gevalda we spoke about in the Shirim and Gittin, the Fashid and the Mahalchim, the Maise, what is the Pshah? How he was Mekadosh, the Maise was not Edi Kiddushim. The Torah says, Zog Berashman and Megillah Dachov Gimel, he written Ksav Yodai. So God helps me in the Das Baal Din, like when I'm trying to taste it and get in the Gimel Amud Beis. That you could write a get, b'ksav yodri. So he says, this is what Yaakov asked him, how you did it. So he took out the shtar kiddushi. You only can be kaddish b'shtar. Because b'shtar you could write ksav yodri, it's kaddish li b'shtar zeh. Asher yoymar ki hu zeh. Ki hu zeh zeh Das Baal Din. So he says this to Poshuk. Asher nosin ha'elokim boze, ki hu ze, ksav yodoi. So Rashi says, Heir olo ishtar ha'erusin. Here, I was mekadosh b'shtar ha'erusin. It's kiddush ishtar. Remember, I could have, he told him, listen, Vaisley didn't do a good kiddushin. He told me he lived without kiddushin. There's no any kiddushin. He said, no, I did ksav yodoi. Nosin ha'elokim boze. Could be enough three people. I don't know if you have to have three kosher Yisrael. ויאמר ישראל, ויקח יוסף שניהם מספריים בימין משמאל לישראל, ומנשה בשמאל מימין ישראל, ויגש אלו. וישלח ישראל את ימינוי, ויושס על ראש אפרים והוא הצעיר. ושמאל על ראש מנשה, סיקר לסיודוב, כי מנשה הבכור. סתם עשה פשט. So what happened? יוסף came with אפרים in his right and Menashe in his left. That by Yaakov was the right of, it had to be that by the right of Yaakov is Menashe and the left of Yaakov is Ephraim. So if Yaakov crossed his hands, Ki Menashe Abchoy. What is Ki Menashe Abchoy? What is Ki Menashe Abchoy? What is the Pshat Ki Menashe Abchoy? What is Ki Menashe Abchoy? Why he did it? Fakel. He crossed his hands in the wrong way. Why? Because he wanted to put Ephraim first. The Loshon Apostle is Ki Menashe Abchoy. So the son of Mephoshim said, Pshat. If Menashe will not be the Abchoy, he will just switch them. He would say in Shulik, it's the wrong side. Abaval Menashe is the Abchoy, and it's not right to embarrass Menashe. So mainly he only crossed his hands instead of switching them. This is Pshat Apostle. Ki Menashe Abchoy. ויבורך עשי יויסף ויאמר אלוהיקים אשר יסלחו אבויסף לפונה יעברו מצבי ינקב המלך הגוי אלוהיסי יבורך עשה נאורים ויקורב הם שמי בשם אבויסי אברום ויצחוק ויתגול הרויב בקרב האורץ The Goen says ויתגול הרויב בקרב האורץ that even that when בשעס the ספירס המכנס you know that when you count in all parshas במדבור all the counting בני יויסף are not allowed But the bracha was bekerev ha'oretz. Brings down a pasuk in Yeshua Yudzayin Yudaled that Bnei Yosef didn't have enough big nachlo, but more of a basra that they grew and grew and grew and grew Bnei Yeshua. So vayidgu l'roi bekerev ha'oretz. But the val not. Mefarshim say that Vayar Yosef ki Yosh Yisov Yad Yemin al Rosh Ephraim Vayei Rabbeinu Vayit Mech Yad Oviv Lohosi Roysu Ma'al Rosh Ephraim Al Rosh Menashe Vayema Yosef Al Ovi Loichen Ovi Ki Ze Abchoy Sim Yodcho Al Rosh Vayemo En Ovi Vayemer Yodati Bni Yodati Gamu Yalom Vegamu Yigdol כולם אוכי בקות מגדל ממנו, וזר יהיה מלא גוי. סמוד נמייסה. יעקב does like this. Yosef tries to switch it. Tata, you're wrong. Yaakov said, I know. So I said once, פשט. ממש פשוט אשר מיקרו. Well, Yosef trying to change. But the father does like this. You know, you saw some people do like this. Try to change the tata Yankov. Pshat is like this. Yosef took Ephraim in his right, and Menashe is in the left. By Yaakov, Menashe was on his right, and Ephraim was on his left. Normally, when a person goes with two sons, the older son comes on his right, and the younger son goes on his left. We've seen the end of the parsha. But Yosef didn't want that the father would have to cross his hands. So he changed the normal order, and he put Menashe on his right, on his left, and Ephraim on his right, that when they come to Tata Yaakov, it will be upside down. But Yaakov doesn't see good, right? So he was sure that Yaakov thinks that he didn't switch the kids for him. And he's crossing it because Mistabeh Menashe is on the right side and Ephraim is on the left side. So he says, Tata, no, I already switched it for you. Yaakov says, I know you switched. I switched after the switch. This is the back and forth argument here. That's time Yosef switched his hands. Then the Tebe Shel Olam, as Eishtei Drash means down, Derech HaOlam, when a Choshev person goes, and his right is number two, and his left is number three. So when Yosef walks, Menashe is every time on his right. This time, this reason the pasuk is madgish. Vayikach esef menashe mimemi. So look at the pasuk. It's word by word. Look pasuk yud gimel. Vayikach esef shneim esefraim biyeminoi mismoil Yisrael. It's menashe bismoiloi miyemin Yisrael. He switched the normal order to walk because he didn't lefi the way that they're receiving Yankiv. But he was sure that the reason Yankiv is switching is not because he's crossing. His pashut. The Pashut makes a chashmet that normally Menashe had to be. You see, the first Pashut Yud Gimel explains why Yosef did it. Not punk. They were like this. You know, they came like this, so it switched like this. He went and he put them wrongly, that it would be rightly by Yaakov. This is the reason Yosef felt that he could tell the father, Yemar Yosef Aloichen, Kizeh Apchoy. Simcha Yodcha Aloishoy. Yodati, Bni, Yodati. Yodati, Shu Apchoy. Was the tzad that Yosef, that Yaakov doesn't know that Menashe is the b'chor? Vayivorchem b'yoyim ahu leimo b'chor yivurach Yisrael leimo yisimcha leikim ki Ephraim v'chem Menashe. So the world says, what is b'chor yivurach Yisrael yisimcha leikim ki Ephraim v'chem Menashe? This will be bench alamol. Vayosem es Ephraim lifnei Menashe. So there's a lot of pshat, you will say two of them. The famous pshat, they say that in every generation is Yeridas Adoyos. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yankev, Shvotim, Rishonim Achronim, Goinim Savroi, every time it falls. So let's speak about a different time, why is it fall? Why it doesn't go, why we don't have someone boom, today like a Amoyo? So Yeridas Adoyos. Who were two people that didn't have Yeridas? Like we said in the passage before, Ephraim Menashe ki Reuven v'Shimon Yuli. Ephraim Menashe ki Reuven v'Shimon Yuli. The pasuk before. Shnei Bonecha Leilonim. What? Ve'atov et Shnei Bonecha Leilonim Mitzrayim et Boi Yelecha Mitzrayim Aliyim Ephraim Menashe ki Reuven v'Shimon Yuli. And we know that they became Shvatim. That's in the one generation under the Shvatim. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yosef gets a break, and his two kids really go up one more level. B'choy yavurach Yisrael, that you will be zeichet at that mile, that the kids will be mamshich and the madrege. Not that will be a yeridas adeiris, that will be hemshich adeiris. Anders logan that Ephraim and Menashe, the godless, they didn't grow in the house of Yankiv. They grew in Mitzrayim. And Mitzrayim is not so easy to be a shevet. Away from home, we spoke last week. Oy Yosef Chai, Mitzrayim, Miami Beach, yeah. And they grew to be shvatim. B'chor yivorach Yisrael. We'll finish with one revolt. It's really late for today. And the end of the parsha. Then he's both in the Goyen, but it's because we spoke about it before, so. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Nun Pasuk Yud Gimel Yud Alet. Vayisu oysa bonov arzo knan, vayikmiru oysa ba meoros te amachpelo asher kono avrom, as asod el achuz as kever. Vayoshev Yosef Mitzrayim ohu ve'echo v'chol ha'oilem ito ilikbar es oviv, achre kovro es oviv. What is going here? Ha'olim ito ilikbar es oviv achri. It says already. Va'ikmer rois. Va'yoshem Mitzrayim hu ve'echo v'chal ha'olim ito ilikbar es oviv achri kovro es oviv. Zog the Goyen, a famous vault. When one person goes on the street, he walks. When two people go on the street, the main person goes on the right and the less chosher person goes on the left. When three people go, the main one goes in the middle, number two goes on the right, number three goes on the left. Yaakov, Avraham Avinu was covered in Maoros HaMachpelah. When they bought Yitzchak, they put him on the left of Yaakov. Now when they bring Yaakov, they had to take out Yitzchak, put him on the right of Yaakov, and put Yaakov on the left. So they go, and this is the way you read the Pasuk. Ha'olim likver es oviv, achre kovroi es oviv shel oviv. Not the kovr. The guy will not say it. It's a bit rochik from pshat. I think if I'm right, I think the guy said this word. We'll stop here for today.